Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh God, we come to you today hungry and thirsting after you. Oh God, we thank you this morning, oh God, that you woke us up this morning. You allowed us to see another brand new day, oh God. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy goodness towards us, oh God. We thank you for allowing us, Lord God, to have, Lord God, our mind, oh God, regulated by you, oh God, our hearts being regulated by you, oh God, and allowing, Lord God, the blood to flow through our veins, almighty God. We thank you on today, Father. We bless your name, oh God, because you alone deserve the glory and the honor, oh God. We exalt you. We magnify your glorious name. We thank you for being such a faithful Father, oh Lord. We bless your name today. We thank you that we can rest in you, oh God. We thank you that you are our safety. You are our hiding place. We come to you today, oh God, with the words upon our lips, so God, that you will be satisfied on what we say and what we do and what we think and what we do for your kingdom, oh God, because we understand that what we do for Christ will last. And so, Lord, today as we render ourselves to you, oh God, as we give ourselves to you in praise and worship, as we give ourselves to you in prayer and supplication, oh God, we thank you today, Lord God, that you're hearing the clarion call of those, oh God, that are reaching, Lord God, towards the heavens to hear sound from you, that you will change the atmosphere, oh God, of our homes, of our cities, of our community, of our state, Lord God, on the East Coast, the West Coast, the North and the South, and in between. Almighty God, we thank you that a fresh wind is blowing like never before, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that there's a revival, Lord God, on the inside of us, oh God, that's waiting to break out and to break, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, with fire, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that is not about, Lord God, famous people. Is not about, Lord God, who's coming, Lord God, but all we want to do is present ourselves to you, oh God, and give you praise, for you are the audience of one that we desire to entertain, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're doing a work that only you can do, oh God, in this hour, in this season, and as you shift us, oh God, into a new atmosphere, into new dimensions in you, oh God, we lay aside all the weights, every heavy thing, Lord God, and every loose thing, Lord God, that once was tangling around us, oh God, we loose it, oh God. We thank you that you're cutting it with your magnificent scissors, oh God, that you're destroying it, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that when the weights are destroyed, oh God, we can lift up holy hands, we can dance before you, oh God, we can cry out loud, Lord God, because our lips are not sealed. We thank you, Father, that our eyes are open, Lord God, looking towards heaven and not looking downward, oh God, but we're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord God, that we can look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from you. So, Father, we ask that you will come and help us on today. We know that we can cannot do nothing on our own, oh God. So we thank you today, Lord God, that you're sending help, oh God. Help is on the way. We thank you, oh God, that you're moving like a mighty rushing wind, Lord God. Lord God, we're moving all debris out of the way, Lord God, so that we can see as we walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. We thank you today, oh God, that in this moment, Lord God, as we touch the hem of your garment, Aman Yesheki Kando Rabayeda, Lord, we know that we shall be made whole, oh God. So touch the inward parts of every woman, every man, every boy, every girl, every young person, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to waken them up on the inside, oh God. Let them hear, Lord God, on the inside, Lord God, their inner ear, oh God, of what you're trying to say to us, oh God, and may we take heed to it, oh God. Lord, help us to get our house in order, oh God, because in this hour, in this season, Lord, you're coming back, Lord God. We're for a house without spot or wrinkle. You're looking for a bride without spot or wrinkle, oh God. So help us, Lord God, to be in the right position, to be in the right posture and place, oh God, so that we can, Lord God, present ourselves blameless before you, oh God, that we will not entertain, Lord God, the world and what the world is having, Lord God, because nothing will satisfy us in this world, oh God, but you, oh God, just as the deer panted after the water brooks, oh God, may our soul long and thirst for you and for your righteousness, oh God, to get the inward parts as well as the outward parts, oh God, right before you, oh God. Help us to make every relationship right, oh God, with you first, oh God. May we learn to love you and fellowship with you like never before. May we get into that place, Father, that we can worship you for hours and hours on end and out with no restrictions. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, may we lay our TVs, the food, Lord God, the things that we drink, the things that we enjoy, just to get into your presence, Father. We need you, oh God, in this hour, in this season, Lord God. We know that you can do miracles. We know that you can do signs and wonders, oh God, miracles and signs and wonders, God. But most of all, God, we just want to tap into your presence. And so, Lord, we, Lord God, stretch forth our hands to you, oh Father. Oh God, and calling out to the one, the one that knows us, that knows us, that knows us, oh God, you know us, oh God, you know our dispensation, you know, Lord God, what the enemy is trying to raise up against us, but we thank you that you raised up a standard against it, oh God, we thank you that you've given us the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you're loosing the bands of those that once was bound in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're binding the enemy right now in Jesus' name, that's trying to destroy the people of God, their mind, oh God. And you said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, loose their minds in Jesus' name so that they can think, Lord God, on good things in the mighty name of Jesus, where they won't think on things, Lord God, that would destroy, oh God, men and women, or destroy themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. But Lord, give them a breakthrough in their mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them a breakthrough in their hearts, oh God, where their heart was hardened, oh God. Give them a heart of flesh, oh God, to love you first, oh God, and to love their brothers and sisters, oh God, to know how to forgive and to release and to let go, because some of those things, oh God, are rocks that are being held around their feet that is causing them to drown, oh God. But oh Lord, may we raise up this hour in this season to say, oh God, whom we will serve, and we will serve the Almighty God in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the clearance, oh God. Thank you for giving us access to you today. Thank you for, Lord God, allowing us to enter into beyond the gates, oh God, beyond the veil, oh God, to come and touch your throne room. Oh God, may we sit at your feet and not want anything from you, oh God, but just to stand in your glory, oh God. We thank you for the man of God on today, Lord God. We thank you for Apostle Simmons, God, and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, oh God. We thank thank you, Lord God, that we have pushed back darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. For your name's sake, oh God, we thank you that they're pushing the plow, oh God, as they're pressing towards the mark in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for resting their bodies. Thank you, Lord God, for giving him a sound, oh God, that will wake him, Lord God, even the, Lord God, the meanest one, oh God, on the earth, oh God. But we thank you, oh God, that you're going to soften their heart in the mighty name of Jesus, and wonder what must they do to be saved, oh God, because it's your tender mercies. It is your tender grace, oh God. It is your love that will draw men to repentance. And so today, God, as we give us to you, and as he gives himself to you and your word, oh God, we pray, Lord God, that the word, Lord God, is already anointed. May you fall fresh on this line today, oh God. And as you're moving, oh God, across this line today, Father, we pray, Lord God, for Apostle, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Matthews. We pray, God, that you will minister to him, Lord God, as he, Lord God, prepares for what you have said for him. For this reason, in the mighty name of Jesus, we push back darkness right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and say, Satan, loose your hands in the mighty name of Jesus, and let the people go in Jesus' name, so that the people of God will be able to receive their full, Lord God, access to you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you're calling your children out one by one and one by one and two by two in the mighty name of Jesus. And you're destroying every wicked act. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the shifting of the atmosphere, oh God, for what you're going to do, Father, will last for generations to generations, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that what you're going to do, Lord God, is going to bless those, Lord God, that come to receive it on this line and wherever they hear, oh God, when they listen to the replay in the mighty name of Jesus. Fall fresh in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for the anointing that is going to that's going to destroy every yoke. For we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen.
But hold on, better day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Grace and peace be unto you, people of God, on this morning. We bless the Lord for another prophet's touch. As I always say, amen, one touch from God, one touch from kingdom, your life will never be the same. Ask me how I know. Amen. One day, my life was touched, and it never has been the same. And God is no respecter person. What he do for one, he will definitely do for another. And I bless the Lord for touching my life, changing my life, transforming my life, to allow me to be a vessel for him in the earth realm. Amen, that he could get the glory out of my life. So we bless the Lord on this morning. Amen. Thank God for the powerful winds of God that is blowing in the earth realm. And thank God for the prophetic winds that are blowing. Amen. I certainly give honor to God for this opportunity this morning to come before his people. And I'm excited because I know that God is up to something and is bigger than us. And I bless the Lord on this morning. I thank God to be able to hear in the realm of the Spirit, to be able to see in the realm of the Spirit, and to be able to understand in the realm of the Spirit. And I just bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Prophetic Compass Line. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We bless the Lord for you on today. We certainly give honor where honor is due. We bless God for the visionary of this conference line. Amen. To none other than, amen, this kingdom leader, powerful, in-kind prophet to the nation and to God's people. We bless God for Dr. Apostle Prophet Laron Matthews. We bless God for the man of God. We certainly thank God for him being in our region on this weekend. Amen. I'm telling you, he brought the winds with him. Winds have changed. And I bless God for the anointing that's on the man of God life. Amen. And to Dr. Wilkes, bless you, woman of God. Amen. Also for being in this region, you and your husband with us, for a powerful, epic weekend. We bless God for you on today, woman of God, too. The woman of God behind the scenes, a powerful, powerful vessel in the kingdom. We bless God for, amen, Administrator Aretha Bryant. Bless you, woman of God. Amen. You are powerful in the kingdom of God, and we certainly thank God for you, woman of God. Your labor love, as we always say, is not in vain. So we bless God for what you do behind the scenes. Amen. That God will give the glory out of your life. You ain't seen nothing yet, woman of God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Even in that song, better days are here. Greater is coming for your life. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, for opening doors for the woman of God. We thank you for your stamp of approval on her life. Do it for now, God. We thank you. We thank you for what you shall do in and through her life. My God, woman of God, it's almost like I see, it's almost like I see money raining on you, woman of God. It's almost like money raining. It's raining all around you. Money, 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 money. Do it, God. I thank you. And I don't normally prophesy about money, but woman of God, I see it falling all around you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on this morning. My God. Thank God.
I receive.
Amen. To my, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I know it to be true, and it's coming to pass. It's happening even now. Bless the Lord on this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. To my spiritual daughter, bless you, woman of God. Overseer elect Evangelist Piggott, bless you. I know you connected to me. You connected to our prophets. You connected to our ministry. We bless God for you, woman of God. Amen. You even prayed in your prayers this morning. So I know you are in divine connection. Amen. You are truly in divine covenant. Amen. In this hour, in this season, not just only with us, but I know you're in tune with God. You're in sync with the Spirit of God. Amen. Based upon what you prayed this morning prophetically. Amen. It ties into the word that the Lord has given for his people on today. Amen. To my queen. Amen. My best friend, to the woman of God, I thank God for who she is. Amen. Who she is in my life. Amen. I thank God for the covering of her prayers. Amen. What God is doing in and through our lives for Team Simmons. I bless God for Prophet Eugene Simmons. Ah, God, I thank you. Amen. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side. Amen. We don't know where we would be. And we just bless the Lord for being in our lives, in our marriage, in our relationship, and in our ministry, and everything that we do. Amen. We give God glory. We give him praise. Amen. Because we know if God had not been in it, he didn't yield to the Spirit of God, to the leading of God. People of God, we would not be here today to share with you from this place. God, God, we thank you. My God, tell somebody a prophetic flow. You got to be in a prophetic place, amen, for the prophetic flow to release, amen, prophetically, amen, for a prophetic release. So I bless the Lord on this morning. That's why I always remind the people, you can engage the sound of God or you can reject the sound of God. Amen. So the court, amen, of heaven is now open, is now in session. Share with the people. It's now in session. Amen. In the jurisdiction, kingdom of God, the honorable Jesus Christ presiding. Everything going to fade away, people of God. But the word of God, because Jesus is the word. His spirit is the word. It gives life. And I come to tell you on today, everything going to fade away, but he said his word will stand forever. And I praise God for standing in me in this hour, in this season for his people. Amen. Prayer has already been established. Amen. The woman of God already prayed. Amen. To set the atmosphere. Amen. For God to have his way. So I bless the Lord on today. Amen. I'm not going to try to wear your patience long, but we're going to definitely, amen, take you, amen, to the word, and we also going to release the word. So I bless the Lord on today. Amen. My God, have your way, Father. Amen. I want to draw your attention. Let's go to, amen, Matthew, the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to chapter 16, very familiar passage scripture. This is where the Lord had me come back to this place to remind the people, because sometimes y'all know we have to be reminded. We have to be reminded of some things because, you know, sometimes people get spiritual amnesia. Sometimes people can easily forget because we can quote, we can talk, we can shout, we can dance, we can do so many things. But me and my wife been dialoguing over the past several years. Amen. We've been saying to many people, talk this cheek now. This is the time to show up for action. Amen. But you can talk. Amen. Talk. We can talk scripture. We can quote scripture. Amen. We can say whatever we want to say, but this is the hour, beloved. Amen. I'm speaking from a prophetic place this morning. This is the hour now for the believer, the true believers, the men and women of God, the people of God, the children of God to rise to the occasion. Amen. Because there's a lot unfolding in the earth realm. We ain't seen nothing yet. Even as that song said, as it's coming forth, amen, better days are ahead. Guess what? Better days are ahead for the people of God, amen, that are tuned in, connected to God. Better days is now. But guess what? Amen, those that are without God, don't know God, I'm telling you, there's something coming on the earth realm that they ain't ready for. And this ain't making up nothing. This is what the Lord said. Amen? All right. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16, and then I'm going to take you over to Matthew chapter 11. Read in Matthew chapter 16 and read this from the New King James Version. Amen? Very familiar passage of scriptures. Matthew 16, we're going to start at the 13th verse. Amen? And it reads as follows. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood can't be in this, people of God, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, many translations say hell, shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth, the woman of God prayed it this morning, will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. All right, let's go over to Matthew chapter 11. I'm going to start at the 12th verse. Matthew chapter 11, the 12th verse. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, somebody say until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. People of God, we want to talk to you from this place this morning. The kingdom keys. The kingdom keys. Now, we have an acronym for that because God always gives me, amen, deal with me from this place. Listen to this, people of God. The keys. When you understand keys, keys is a representation or the meaning of kingdom empowers you spiritually. That's key. Let me say that again. Key. Kingdom empowers you spiritually. Key. Just check it out. This is the way God gave it to me. Amen. Because we have to understand, beloved, the hour and the season we're in. We're not cliche of this thing. And this is not what we call, amen, a put on. But this is actually what God is doing in the earth realm now. He has a company of men and women of God, a company of believers. These are the remnant. He ain't raising them up. They're already raised up. They are here. They're in the earth realm, in the four corners of the earth. They're here. Amen. So this is why you see many men and women of God, not even from a title-bound place, but men and women of God that understand their identity in the kingdom of God to come to a place in God to represent him in the earth realm. This is why we've been saying many times to the body of Christ, amen, God wants to use us in the earth realm to do what? To expand him, to expand his kingdom in the earth. I mean, you know, the kingdom of God is always open for business. Let me say it again. The kingdom of God is always open business. It's always open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Amen. 52, amen, weeks, 12 months, 365 days of the year. It's always open. Amen. For those that would tap in, those, amen, that would come to a place of understanding to understand their God. Amen. It's always open, but many people are missing it, amen, because they do not understand the keys they possess. Let me say it again. They do not understand the keys they possess. Amen. They have what I call duplicate keys. This, don't you see the enemy? I think we were talking about it yesterday morning and on this week of how many people, the woman of God was talking about it on, amen, the on her teaching yesterday morning. Dr. Wolf, thank you, bless you. We're talking about, you know, even though you have identical in the earth realm, because I always talk about my wife and her sister, identical twins, amen, identical but still unique, still different, amen. That's how God, amen, his prototype, that's how he has handpicked us and how we are created in him. Even though the enemy is trying to duplicate, look alike, he's trying to mimic or even carry out some type of illusion or delusion to deceive a people, and that's why deception is so great in the land. Amen? Because many people see what we call a mirage. They see holograms. They see you have to take a double take because they see something that really, amen, is not really what it is, okay? That's why you have to have kingdom discernment, and that's why we say the kingdom is open for business. Now, Beloved, when there is a taking down of one or removing of one, there is always a raising up of another. Amen. So that's why God has men and women of God in place now, that he has raised up for a time such as this. Now, we're going to help us out in a few minutes. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, amen, where there is no vision, where there's no revelation. Many translations say revelation. The people perish. But he that keepeth the law what? God, God's word, heaven, the kingdom. That's the law of God, people of God. And the Bible said, blessed is he. Beloved, don't let no one fool you. God is still speaking, and he's still revealing to his servants the prophets. That's why we said you, every believer need a prophet in their lives. Don't let the religious world, amen, fool you, amen, that the prophets were done away with. Amen. I remember growing up as a young boy and then even coming in, amen, to church as a young minister, how, amen, I looked up to many leaders and how they rejected, amen, the apostles and the prophets. My God. But the Bible says in the book of Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servant, the prophet. Beloved, John the Baptist was the forerunner. He was almost, he was a prototype, a prophet. He was, amen, a prototype of an Elijah, paving the way for Jesus Christ's first coming. Did Jesus come? He came, and he's coming again. Now the Lord is raising up. He has raised up a company of Elijahs there are in the earth realm to pave the way for Christ's second coming. Because we say each generation has its end time. Amen? Each generation has its birth pains, or what we call beginning of sorrows, as Jesus taught to the disciples in Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24. Each generation has that. Our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and on back, amen, to the early 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, they all had their dispensation of their end time, of their beginning of sorrows. But the end is not yet, people of God. Amen? As the Lord tarries, we have to understand this place that we're in the kingdom of God, and understand the key. A kingdom empowers you spiritually. Many people are not empowered spiritually. They are empowered physically, naturally. Because you know many people chase, amen, the American dream. They chase money. They chase our relationships. They chase material things. They chase things that we call, that the Bible talks about, vanity, things that are naught, things are temporary. Don't you know, as believers, beloved, we're supposed to be, amen, chasing the things that are eternal, things that never can be done away with? That's why you need God's word, because his word will never fade away. Why you think there that the enemy attacks us so hard to keep us from getting God's word, to keep us from understanding God's word? That's why he's in operation in many religions, to deceive many people to shift us from God's word. That's why we have confusion among religion. We have confusion in the earth realm when it comes to religion. That's why I tell people I'm not religion. I'm in the kingdom. I had to let one of my coworkers know again because they say, you're a very religious man. I say, what did I remind you about that? I'm not religious. I am spiritual. I'm in the kingdom. I know they don't understand it. That's why they keep saying it. So that's why we have to, amen, convey unto them, amen, just because you think I am a Christian, Christianity falls under a religion. No, Maurice Antonio Simmons is not religious. I come to a place in the kingdom to understand, amen, that the kingdom of God is in me. So I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. And you want to call me a spiritual man, that's okay. But don't call me a religious man, because religion puts you in bondage, but a relationship gives you a revelation, okay? Oh, people of God, here's the piece. We say man's religion, man's denomination, man's doctrine will not be a part of what we call the remnant, or what God is releasing now. It's in the earth realm. They can't get it. That's why you see many leaders on the stage. Amen. They're trying to figure out what's going on in the earth realm. They're trying to figure out, because it's almost like God quit speaking to them. Amen. Don't you know the Lord would get tired of your religious ideologies and get tired of your theatrical performances because you're in the way? And I said, as I remind the people that, people of God, amen, if the pandemic did not shake up the church or shake up religion, amen, what will it take to shake religion, to shake up the church, to shake up a nation to get their attention? Let me show you something before we get deep into this message that the Lord gave me. I shared part of it on the conference line yesterday morning. I shared this, amen, prophetic word. And then I want to share it again because I know that something is about to unfold on the earth. And they say, how, amen, can you get that? Remind the people, amen, when you're in a place with God, God will reveal some things to you before it happens. It may take days, weeks, months, and years, but you can rest assured it's coming to pass. Amen, I wrote down some specific dates. I wrote down on December the 31st, I was explaining to, amen, one of my kingdom brothers on yesterday evening as we were dialoguing about what the Lord had revealed to me and what the Lord had revealed to him in a dream. Amen. On December the 31st, 2019, I don't know why I wrote this date down during that time, but then as the months, the years began to unfold, God brought it back to my attention. Because I said, Lord, why did I write down 3/3/23? On December the 31st, 2019. And I said, wow, because I said, we haven't even got in 2020 yet. We haven't even got in 2021 yet. See, sometimes we can write things by making a mistake, but this wasn't a mistake. God had to remind me this is not a mistake. I had you to prophetically write this down so I could remind you to remind the people of what I am releasing in the earth realm, what's about to unfold in the earth realm, and what I am about to do. I said, wow, God, thank you. During that time of December the 31st, 2019, the Lord was allowing me to release a word. And then it was the state of the church address. It was what we call a state of spiritual emergency. It was a 911. And the Lord said, we're relevant to the body of Christ at the hour of the season that we were in, because we didn't know what we were about to go into, people of God, 2021 and 2022, and some still in 2023. So I was teaching a message called, prophetic word, a cure for the curse. Amen. And I will release it to the people what the Lord was saying. And I said, Lord, you said, go back down and look what I had you to write pertaining to the prophetic words. The Lord said in 2019 that he said, tell the people there is a shaking coming to America and it's going to shock the church. And I began to explain them to the people about my dream, what I saw in the dream. In the dream, beloved, I saw military and I saw something similar to martial law because I heard martial law. It was almost like martial law was coming out. Me and Dr. Matthew was dialoguing about it back during that time. Amen. Don't you know God allowed us to prophesy? We know in part, we prophesy in part. People of God, we cannot despise, as the Bible says, prophecy. We cannot despise prophesying, even though we know it may seem. This is why we have to have the love of God in us. This is one of those keys that will help us to understand kingdom empowers you spiritually. You can't be so soulish or so carnal or so fleshly that you miss what God is saying and what God is revealing. So I say, wow, God, 3/3/23, I say, I know that date is prophetic, and it's on a Friday, beloved. So he also took me over to another date that he gave me. As I was teaching people of God, I want to take it in sync, amen, it was on 2022. I wrote down 3/10/23, because these are how I write my dates. I don't put the whole 2023 in. I wrote 3/10/23. And I was doing a teaching in one of our word studies. And in our word study, amen, I was teaching from a place called Regroup, talking about a fresh start plan, talking about a private place for a public display. Because many of you, beloved, in the kingdom of God, you're about to come on public display. That's why the private display helps you out when you come on public display. Because the church has been on public display for a long time. And guess what, church? People of God, it brought mockery. It brought mockery on God, and it brought mockery on the kingdom of God. It became a laughing stock. And that's why many people are still laughing at the church today, because they're watching how the church operates. They're watching how the church functions with no power. Good God from Ohio. Where did that come from? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Then, beloved, he took me to another date. Now, that date was prophetic, too, because it's on a Friday. March the 10th is on a Friday. Amen. I commissioned our church. We'll be going to be praying, a ministry. We're going to be praying on these Fridays. It's three specific Fridays. We're going to definitely be fasting and praying on these Fridays, because we don't know what's about to unfold in the earth realm, but I know what the Lord said, and I know what he revealed to me, amen, of the things that I saw even in dreams. Amen. This is why you got to know that you have the right key. Amen. You hear people talk about it, but this is the hour to have the right keys. Amen. So he took me back to another particular day. Check this out, people of God. Amen. So on, let me find a place. Amen, because I had to put him in sync. So on, okay, here we go. So on February the 10th, 2022, I wrote down the date. 3/31/23. And the Lord said, look at what I had you to write and what you were teaching on. Reset for recovery. And I was talking to the people of God about what was necessary for their needs. Because everything that we do now, it is prevalent on our needs. So I said, wow. And I said, reset for recovery, that means we're resetting for something. Because I thought we were resetting from COVID, coronavirus, or the things that had hit the earth realm, or the things that was unfolding from the census. So I said, wow. So the Lord says, amen, these particular dates, they're critical for the body of Christ. They're critical for America, which I know America is not going to repent and turn their heart to God. So this is why we say America's in trouble, people of God. So this is why we have to understand, as the body of Christ, we say it's going to be good for many. That's God's people, God's children, but it's going to be bad for many. So God revealed to me, I saw it in a dream, then he revealed to me openly, amen, that I heard a rumbling in the realm of the spirit. And what I saw, beloved, it was a great earthquake. It was a great earthquake that it shook America, and it really shocked so many people. And I say, wow, not knowing that an earthquake was going to hit Turkey and Syria, amen, several months ago, and over 20-some thousand people died, and it's still pulling people from the rubble. And then an earthquake hit close to home in the state of Virginia and Maryland, amen, on last Wednesday, amen. By about 8:20 p.m., a 2.9 magnitude earthquake hit. The media's not really addressing or talking about it because they don't want to get the people alarmed. But God is sending signals. He's sending signs in the earth realm to let the prophets, the men and women of God, know that you're in sync, you're in tune, because I am revealing to you, to reveal to your people, the things that are unfolding. So I couldn't make this up, people of God. So he had to remind me that I allow you to write those dates for a reason. There's purpose behind those dates, because they are prophetic. Whatever's unfolding, I'll let your will be done, God, whatever it is. Lord, we're going to be fasting and praying. So let your will be done. So people of God, that's why it's important for us not to be so religious that we miss what God wants to release unto us as his sons and daughters. Because when you become true sons and daughters in the kingdom of God, you won't touch what's unclean. You won't allow any illegal sounds to permeate your ear. You won't allow those distractions, amen, to permeate your eyes, to shift you from what God is calling you into. So here we go again. That's why it's so important to be a part of the remnant and not to follow man's religion, man's doctrine, and man's denomination. Now, don't get me wrong, not to knock or degrade anyone's belief or their opinions, because we have the right to our opinion. or right to our agenda. But as a reminder, people, there's only one agenda, and that's God. That's a kingdom agenda. Too many agendas and opinions is in the way. So this is why you get confusion and chaos in the lane. This is why Jesus had to ask the disciples a question. Who do men say that I am? God from on high. Who do men say that I am? They begin to tell him, amen, what they heard. This is why I tell people, amen, you can't go based on what you heard. You got to go based on what you know. Amen. And this is why Peter stood out among the other disciples and began to tell Jesus who he was. Good God from on high. Don't you know God loves when you remind him who he is? Not your problem, not your circumstance, not your situation, not your, amen, denomination, not your association or your affiliation, not even your title. But God ain't concerned about Noah's title. Amen. Me and the man of God and the woman, women of God, we were dialoguing last night. And we say, wow, many people are becoming this and becoming that. Amen. Many people are affirming and confirming certain things that God ain't even put his approval on. We don't judge nobody. Well, God, don't you know in your kingdom discernment, when you have the keys to the kingdom, you can discern from a place to know what's God and what is not of God. But many people just want title. They're title bound. Amen. But Peter told Jesus who he was. And Jesus reminded him, he said, flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is a denomination, y'all. That's carnality. Amen. That's emotion, what the man of God was teaching on our Thursday night. Amen. Word study. Emotion. You got to get your emotions out of there. Emotion. On an emotional roller coaster ride. Your emotion. Amen. Flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you. You know why many people don't get revelation? Because they are in their flesh. They're in a carnal place. They're in a soulish place. Amen. This is why you most of the time, amen, you see pulpit. Amen. I'm telling y'all people, God, don't y'all throw stones at me now. Amen. Don't throw stones at me. The apostle don't always get it right. I just want to make that claim. Amen. Amen. Because we can pick up in the realm of the spirit. But I just want to turn notice on the enemy what he has done to God's church. Amen. So, beloved, this is why, amen, you can't operate from that soulish place or operate from just theology is good. We need theology because that's part of understanding the teachings of God's word, understanding the scriptures. Amen. But you've got to come into a place spiritually in the kingdom of God and not base it upon, amen, what you are based upon, amen, from a religious place. Revelation. Don't y'all know many leaders, they go to seminary. I told y'all, told the people the other day, amen, that seminary sometimes leads to cemetery. That's why you see many dead churches. And then you go in a church, amen, and you can hear a pin drop. The people not even moving. Amen. You go into a lot of, amen, Catholic churches and a lot of churches where they only believe in, amen, the sound, the music, the worship. Amen. The Bible talks about praising with the temple, praising with a dance, and all the different things the Bible teaches us about. But then you come at a place, amen, because of your seminary, you now feel like you have arrived, and now you're teaching the people, amen, to be quiet, amen, to really hear you instead of hearing God. Amen. So you walk in, amen, it's almost like it's like a coldness is in the atmosphere. I don't know about y'all, but possibly he can feel it. Amen. He just discerned it. Amen. So my God is not dead. He's alive and well. So I can't go nowhere where it's dead. So we say seminary, put you in the cemetery. I flowing through a town, people of God, and when I flow through the town on an assignment, God began to show me the city, people of God, of how it was churches on every corner. But guess what? The Lord revealed to me it was almost like it was a graveyard. I said, wow, God, what are you saying? People so religious bound that had put the people in tombs. Oh, God, had put the people in tombs. So this is why, spiritually, people don't understand the keys that they hold. Beloved, don't you know keys release the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of God? Yes, I was once there, and it took me some time. I thank God he allowed me to get on his wheel. That's why he said you ain't got to reinvent the wheel. Amen. He said just get on the wheel. And when you get on the wheel, because he's the wheel in the middle of the wheel, he can shape and mold our lives that we become the image of you. Didn't he have to break Israel back down when he told Jeremiah, one of the prophets, to go down to the potter's house and I'll show you a work on the wheel? Amen. what he was showing the prophet was, amen, Israel, what they were doing, their idolatry, amen, the pagan worship, the thing that they had gotten to, turned away from him. So he said, this is what I got to do to you. I got to break you back down, to build you back up, to become the men and women of God that I call you to be. Now, being broken down is good to a certain degree. Some brokenness, y'all, amen, it don't feel good. It don't look good, but you got to know that it's working for your good when you understand the keys that you possess, when you understand the keys, amen, to the kingdom. I told you, the keys, kingdom empowers you spiritually. Because when you are empowered spiritually, beloved, you can walk in power, authority, and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. You're not moved by, amen, men's opinion. You're not moved to operate from men's, what we call man's faith. You operate from the faith of God. Because when you operate from the faith of God and whatever measure of faith that you have, beloved, amen, you can speak to the mountain. That's why the miracle is in your mouth. You can speak to the mountain, and the Bible says the mountain got to be removed. But you don't understand the keys that you have because you were told this and you were taught that. So you all that is resonates in you, so you wonder why when you open up your mouth, I ain't talking to, amen, the prophetic conference line people, amen, because they connected to the prophet. They connected to the mantle, to all that's on the mantle of God, so they ought to understand prophecy. They ought to understand the prophet. They ought to understand the prophetic flow. Amen. They ought to understand prophetic insight. They ought to understand revelation. If they've been on this conference line, amen, and been on Blog Talk Radio tuned in this line, then they ought to understand the events prophetically that are unfolding in the earth realm. Nobody connected to men and women of God that flow from a prophetic place, that flow from a spiritual place, amen, should not be in the dark. They should not be ignorant concerning Satan's devices, concerning the darkness, concerning the thing that's going around our lives or in our lives. We don't have to argue, debate, dialogue, amen, about beliefs. Until we come to a place in the kingdom of God, beloved, and understand the keys that we possess, the keys that we hold, because y'all know keys open up something, it unlocks something. You will never get the revelation to release it in the earth realm for the glory of God. Very imperative for us as men and women of God. People of God, God don't leave us in the dark. Don't become ignorant to the enemy's plot, his plan, and his trickery. The Apostle Paul, he reminds us of something so powerful, according to Philippians 3 and 16. He said, nevertheless, which we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. What is he saying here? Keep your ground in the Lord, even when it seems you are losing it. What's his name? The gospel singer. He's the pastor. Smokey Norfolk came out with a song. When it seems like you're losing, you have to know that you're winning. Again, he came out with a song. When it seems like you're losing, because the enemy making a lot of people feel like they're losing. They're losing in life. They're losing, amen, the health battle. They're losing financial battle. They're losing marital battles. They're losing relationship battles. They're losing ministry battles. They're losing themselves, not knowing who they are in the kingdom. Don't you know, people of God, has been an identity crisis in the kingdom, well, not in the kingdom of God, but in the church for a long time? And God is trying to get our attention to help us to know and understand who we are in the kingdom of God. That's why he was letting them know who he was. And Peter reminded Jesus of who he was. So that's why he said, I will give to you the keys to the kingdom. He didn't tell him that he was building the church upon Peter as the Roman Catholic Church, amen, teacher. Peter, Petra, the rock, amen. Jesus was the rock that he was talking about himself. Because if you go over in the next chapter, in chapter 17 of Matthew, Jesus began to rebuke Peter because Jesus was explaining to Peter about what to unfold to him as he went before the priest and went before, you know, the people, of what they were about to do to him. So Peter sort of rebuked Jesus. And Jesus had to let Peter know, get behind me, Satan. Some folks, you got to tell them, beloved, get behind me. You don't even know what you're talking about. has not yet come to do the will of the Father, that God would get the glory, amen, out of my life. So that's why it's important, beloved, that we understand the flow of God. We understand the move of God. God has us always in momentum. Only time we should be standing still, beloved, is to see the salvation of the Lord. We should always be about our Father's business. That's what Jesus was always about. They were coming to say, and your mama looking for you, your daddy looking for you, your brother and sister looking for you, people looking for you. Who is that? Who is my mama? Who is my daddy? They that do the will of my Father. So, beloved, you have to keep your eyes geared on him to understand the keys that you possess. See, look, God, when the kingdom of God resonates in you and through you, it will always bring a manifestation of God's glory in the earth realm. The Bible says in Romans 8 and about the 18th verse, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. In who? In us as the believers, as sons and daughters. Even though he was representation, amen, of the glorified body, but God still wants to be glorified in and through our lives in the earth realm before we exit off the scene. He said, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. This is, beloved, this is why there are three major keys you must possess to release the revelation in this hour. They will unlock the secret and mystery of the kingdom of God to be revealed in the earth realm. This is truly why we need the apostolic anointing, the mantle. This is why we need the prophetic mantle, amen, the prophet. This is why we need the evangelistic anointing, the evangelist. This is why we need the pastor, amen, the anointing. This is why we need teachers in the body of Christ. Amen, we got a lot of hoopers, but we need some teachers in the body of Christ to bring us into a place of understanding. Because I remind our people at RTM, as we took, amen, Proverbs 4 and 7 as one of our motto scriptures to apply it to our lives. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom in all thy getting. Get what? Understanding. You should never be clueless coming to church doing what you do. You should never be clueless about your office gift. You never should be clueless about the kingdom. You should never be clueless about the things of God. You should always be knowing and have an answer for whoever asks you the reason of why you're doing what you're doing. Because I hear it all the time. Why are you praying to a God you can't see? Why are you worshiping a God you can't see? Why are you doing this? Why are you always going to church? Why are you always preaching? Or why are you always teaching? Or why are you always talking like that? And you know what apostles say to him? Amen. If you only knew where I came from, where God brought me from. Amen. He has now given me the keys to the kingdom. Amen. No apostles don't know it all, profess to know it all, but I know enough that I ain't sleep. Physical apostle live and well. He's up. He has rose up in the spirit this morning. Amen. That's why I'm excited for what God said he's going to do for his people. Why? Because he has given me the keys to the kingdom to unlock the mysteries and the secret that's been unfolding for our lives, unfolded in the earth realm. So this is why it's important that you understand the Spirit of God. You got to trust the Spirit of God. Amen? Which is the Holy Spirit. Most of us know by receiving the Spirit of God, we must be endowed with his power. Man, it bothers me to see a powerless church, y'all. We talk about the scriptures. We cliche the scriptures. We go through our religious ideology. We go through our religious rituals, but no power. That's sad in the body of Christ. That's why many people say the church has become a laughing stock. They don't want church. They say church is boring. They say church is judgmental. They say church is this, church is that. Come on, beloved. We're on display. You got to recognize the keys that you got. You got to recognize the keys that you possess to the kingdom of God. Show the world God's glory. Let it be on display, as I remind our local, amen, body. Amen. We're on display for God's glory, not for you. That's been the problem. You've been in the way. You've been taking God's glory. You trying to figure it out. You trying to handle the situation. You putting your mouth on it, and you creating chaos. You creating confusion. You creating devastation. You creating problems. So this is why we need God's Spirit. The Bible says in Acts 1 and 8, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Don't you know this New Age movement are letting many people know that you don't have to have the Spirit of God? I was sharing with the people on the other night, and we pay, you know, Apostle paid close attention to many things in details. Amen. And God revealed to me certain things. I was sharing with the people on even on yesterday morning. Amen. How in Virginia, I don't know about any other state, but in Virginia, amen, in the region of city of Chesapeake, Virginia, they have now implement what we call after-school Satan workshop for the children. Parents have come together and say they have, amen, religion, freedom of speech and religion. So what? The school board cannot discriminate against them because they said this is a religion. So Satan trying to implement his program, his system in the earth realm. And I say, y'all watch, people of God, watch. You're going to see it start spreading throughout the schools of Virginia. Around the 757 city, you're going to see it spreading abroad. Now, because the enemy feels like he has a loophole, he now can use it against what? God. You already know that, amen, same-sex marriages were passed when the laws were passed, how it implemented in all states, cities, and communities. So now you see it on TV. You see all these things that are unfolding. So now what? We have accepted. I ain't accepted, but many people have accepted. It become now a norm. And it's attack on our young people. But when you understand you have the keys to the kingdom, amen, you're not in the dark, beloved. Amen, you can teach your children that's not right. While the school is telling them you can go into that bathroom, amen, with that transgender. You can go into that bathroom while that man is looking like just like he's a woman, or that little boy just like he's a little girl. You can go in the same bathroom. No, not with my granddaughter, not with my daughters, not with my children. The devil is a liar. This is why when you understand the keys that you possess, Jesus said the gates of hell should not prevail against you. I always ask the question, people, God, because I'm always talking to the Father. Lord, why does it seem like hell is prevailing against the church? God said because they unlocked the wrong door. They opened up the wrong door. People of God, people have opened up the wrong door and allowed the enemy to come in to permeate our what? Our relationship. Come in to permeate our ministries. Come in to permeate our communities, our city. And definitely this nation. That's why we say this nation is in trouble. Until it repent and turn his heart back to God, it's going to keep seeing the catastrophic events falling upon America. It's going to keep seeing pestilence hit America. It's going to keep seeing climatic shifting in the earth realm. Hot one day, cold the next, amen. Stormy one day, amen. Some of everything going on. Even me and my wife were dialoguing the other day, and we said even the insects are confused. Amen. One day it's about 80 degrees. They coming out. I'm thinking it's spring and summer. But they confused. Confusion is in the earth realm, people of God. Tomorrow, like we said on last night, it was almost, what, 68, 70 degrees yesterday. Then, you know, it's almost like a 20 degree drop just that quick. So people of God, we don't know what's going to befall us. But in the kingdom of God, we always got to be ready. Be ready for whatever's coming because the prophets are speaking. The prophets are releasing. They ain't releasing about houses, cars, land, and money. If God puts it into their heart to release it at that particular time, because it's always the timing of God. God knows exactly what he's saying. He knows exactly what he's doing. But you can rest assured the thing that God is releasing to us now is to help us as the people of God, as the body of Christ, to be in a place to be ready. All right, glory. Not being ready to go to work. Not being ready, amen, to cook dinner. Not being ready, amen, to go hang out with your friends. Not being ready to go to the movies. Not being ready to go be church. But he said being ready to be. The representation, that's why we need his spirit. Hallelujah. And God knows exactly what he's doing. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of order, nothing out of alignment. It's always in God's timing. People of God, don't rush God. Don't rush the process. Don't go ahead of God. Don't go around God. Don't go over God. Don't even try to get under God. He's too big for that. That's why we tell people, don't put my God in a box. Amen. Too many people try to put God in a box, and that's what religion has done. Men have put God in a box, and they taught it to generations. So generations have been raised up believing a certain belief when it has been a lie the whole time. Thank God for coming into the knowledge of the truth in my relationship with him, understanding his word and understanding his spirit in me, the power that I possess. That was the forerunner. After that, Jesus said, he was the spirit of Elijah crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Messiah. Now we say the Lord has the company of Elijah to prepare the way for the Messiah's second coming. See, beloved, this is why you have to understand the remnant. The remnant as we what? We must speak. We must prophesy. Even for the people to cause them to come to a place of repentance. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We got to remind the people. Place of mercy. But we better come to a place as a people to repent. Because we already see the country, the nation that we're living in will not repent. Unto God. Jesus again reminds Peter, and he lets him know upon this rock that it's a spiritual rock, people of God. He said, I should build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. It's spiritual. Beloved, you must know what keys you are holding in this hour. We say there are some keys, amen, that look identical, but will not unlock what you're trying to get into. Amen, I have two keys that look alike. It's a master lock. Y'all know that God is the master lock. But, you know, in the natural or, amen, the secular part of life, we have these locks that we put on certain things to lock. So I have this lock on my, we call them shed, many call them barns, amen, because I'm from the country, so we say shed. I have these locks, because I have one at the top and one at the bottom, so I have these two identical keys. If I take one key and try to unlock the top lock, amen, it will not unlock until I have the right key. If I take that key that unlocks the top lock and try to unlock the bottom lock, it will not unlock until I put the right key in to unlock it. So it is, you identify what keys you possess. For it is in him we live, move, and have our being, people of God. Jesus told a man of the Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, because we got a lot of religious folk that know the letter, they know the law, they know it to the T. They understand religious ideology. They understand, amen, the theatrical. They understand the charisma. They understand the charisma. They understand all of that. See, this is why Nicodemus came to him by night. Sometimes we say you have to come to the Lord in your darkest hour. I know I did, amen, when I saw, amen, what I saw in that dream, and it seemed like it was real, amen, over 20-some years ago. Amen, fear came upon me as an unsaved man. But when I came to know him for as my Savior, I realized, amen, how much he loved me. Good God from on high. Many people feel like they're not loved in this hour, even though we know love is in the air in this month. But don't you know God gives us love every day? Every day you get up and put your feet on green earth, beloved. Don't you know love is in the air, even when it seems like you in an isolation place? I've been isolated, ridiculed, when it seemed like you've been the black sheep of the family, when it seemed like you've been this and been that, seemed like when you were hurt, abused, and misused as a child. All of these things, people of God, we got to let it go as believers in the kingdom of God and understand the keys we have so we can help others to come out of, amen, what we have been through, what we have gone through, to help those problems, those situations, those hurts, those pains, to come out of them. Because don't you know when you open up your mouth and tell your testimony or open up your mouth and release the prophetic word into their lives, something ought to ignite in them to change and transform their lives, to draw them unto God. I don't care how much people teach or talk about God, talk about the word of God. Amen. We know the anointing makes the different people of God, so that's why we need the anointing, the glory of God on display, because the Bible said no man can draw anyone except his spirit draws them. So he can use all different types They can use all these different types of things of trying to draw people, trying to get people to come to your church, come to your ministry. You can do all of that, but beloved, until the spirit draws them. Because people can come to your church by word of mouth, but until the Spirit draws them, guess what? You just got another pew warmer. You just got another messy person. You just got another person to bring confusion, chaos to your ministry, and more heartache and headache to the leader. Hold it. Need that in this hour, beloved. Oh, the church, the hospital. God now has a remnant in the earth realm that can what? Release the revelation that will cause resuscitation back into people's lives that have flatlined. You have those keys, beloved. What? You got to be resuscitated for your life so somebody else can be resuscitated when you speak into their lives. Glory. Jesus said, according to John 3:3, accept a man, as he was talking to Nicodemus, accept a man, be born again. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Many people say they're on the way to heaven without repentance and without being reborn again. He said, except a man be born of the water, because you got to be washed. As I told you, I remind our covenant partners, God don't like no stinky stuff. When stinky stuff goes up into his nostril, and y'all know sin definitely stinks. When it goes up into his nostril, he turns away from it. That's why he turned away from Jesus when Jesus was on the cross, because Jesus took on the sins of the world. God turned away from him, and Jesus said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? And we got religious preachers, people, amen, give their seven last sayings. No, you better be giving the people the seven revelations to let them know what our Savior done and what he's about to do in the earth realm now. Amen. I've been there and done that. That's why I can talk about it. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So, beloved, it's only by the Spirit of God you're going to be in a place to understand the kingdom keys that you have, that they are spiritual. Amen? To help you understand in the earth realm, which is natural. You know why many people crash and burn? It's because they're trying to do it from a fleshly, carnal place instead of doing it from a spiritual place. Remember, why we always talk about marriage and relationship, because bless God for the love empowerment gathering this weekend, where we will be dealing with many topics and issues in the church and different relationships, whether it's marriage, widows, divorce, and singleness. Amen? That people can come to grips to understand where they are in the kingdom of God, where they are as sons and daughters, as the people of God, so you can understand. We're always trying to give wise counsel to people. Amen? Please seek wise counsel. Please be led by the Spirit of God, especially if you are a believer, because you don't need to crash in the relationship, then burn. Why? Burning your flesh. Now you're mad with the man. You're mad with the woman. Now you go outside of the relationship. Now you're in another relationship emotionally, now trying to suppress and oppress, amen, that pain or what that man or that woman done to you. But that's another topic. Hallelujah. But we want you to understand about the crash and the burn. Because most time I look on the interstate when devastation happens, when crashes, major crashes happen on the interstate and the highways, people of God, when there's a crash, you always see smoke. That means there's fire. There's a burning. That's why I tell the people of God, remind them, amen, don't be at a place where, amen, you have the wrong fire. That's hell's fire. We need the Holy Ghost fire, that consuming fire that won't go out. Because the fireman can come and put the natural fire out, as you see the smoke. But in this hour, beloved, we need to understand the revelation spiritually that God has for us to understand his spirit. So this is why, beloved, it's so important for us in the realm of the spirit to understand in this hour. Church, we know, as the word teaches us, that the letter killeth. That's the operation of what we call under the law of your flesh. But the spirit giveth life and life more abundantly. This is why many are still able to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, while others are giving up, going back to their fleshly and carnal ways. The Bible says in 1 John 5, right about the fourth verse, it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And that is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You got to have some faith, because the Bible teaches us that what? The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by the Spirit and not what? Of ourselves. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. That's why Apostle Simon loved truth, y'all. Amen. And he said, we always don't get it right. Amen. But if you're going to deal with me, deal with me in truth. Amen. Because that's the vow that I made to God, that God, amen, I want to be, amen, your representative in the earth realm, amen, to tell the people the truth. I don't have to lie to anyone about anything. I was talking to one of my coworkers yesterday, and we were talking about how, you know, sometimes when we're working for companies around people, whether it's in ministry, family, whatever it is, and people lie to you. Because growing up as a little boy, y'all, I used to tell lies. Amen, it's a lie. Amen, my mama asked me and my brother, amen, who went in the cookies, or who drunk their soda, or who took this or who took that. And me being the oldest of the siblings, and me and my brother the two oldest, amen, I know that I've done something wrong, and I look at him, look with that man, look, you say something if you want to, amen, while I'm lying, because most of the time my mom and daddy came to me because they allowed me in charge of the other siblings because they felt I was the oldest, amen, that I could lead them. So I looked at him, but my mom and daddy said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to beat all of y'all. Don't y'all know the church is getting beating? All of us getting beaten because of certain ones, amen, have done wrong. They have lied. That's why pulpit, amen, pews are getting beatings because of the pulpit lies, or because in the kingdom of God we got influential leaders that have platforms that is lying, lying to the people because they inducted or are connected to these secret societies, to these dark things. Amen. And now the pulpit, the pew, the church is now reaping the consequences based upon their behavior. Because I told y'all, God won't reward bad behavior. Amen. We know grace and mercy is there. But when people don't want to come to a place of repentance, the Bible said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Because they can talk about grace and mercy all day long. But, amen. That ain't a license for you to continue to do what you're doing, people of God. So getting back to this story, to this analogy, amen, my mama said, my dad said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to beat all y'all. And guess what, my brother, amen, he what I call was the informant. He went and told, yeah, Maurice done it. Y'all know how y'all do. Y'all better tell the truth. Y'all better tell on your colleagues. Yeah, he done it, she done it. Come on, tell on them. Don't be afraid. If you ain't getting in nobody's business, it's saving you a butt whooping. It's saving you a rebuke. It's saving you a chastisement. It's saving you a correction when they the one have to deal with the consequences. I don't want to deal with nobody else's consequences, especially America, people of God, because God has given me the keys to the kingdom. He says your fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. America, but if America don't turn its heart, guess what? I got to kick my dust off my feet and take my peace with me. That's what Jesus did. He told the disciples to do it in every city that you town you go in. Amen. If they won't receive you, take the dust off your feet and take your peace with you. About to bring us in, beloved. We know time is winding now. Amen. But we're releasing this word to you on today. I pray your ears inclined to hear it. What the Spirit has to say to us on today as the body of believers. We're the church, not the four walls of those buildings. Remind our covenant partners. Amen. God is speaking to you, not the buildings. The church, the ecclesia, that's you, the called out ones. He's speaking to us individually, then he's speaking to us collectively of believers, the body of Christ. Don't you know the body of Christ should not be deformed? The body of Christ, amen, should not be looking like it's divided. You have the spirit of truth. I believe the lie, because I told y'all the bite shifted humanity. That's the bite from the garden. Amen. We don't know what fruit it was. Amen. The world, a man would tell us it was apple. No, the devil is a lie. You don't know what fruit it was. Amen. So this is the number one reason to believe the lies of government. You can't believe the lies of presidents. You can't believe the lies of leaders. You can't believe the lies of the things that you hear through coworkers. You can't believe the lies that you hear in our communities, our cities, in our states. You can't hear the lies of man. Command the enemy will use them to tell lies. They can cover a lot real good. That's what the man said yesterday when we were talking. He said it's hard when a lie goes out to get back to the truth. I said, good God, come on, how you in it, man of God? I didn't call him a man of God, but I said, you in it. I said, because it sometimes it is when you tell a lie, it's hard to revert from that place because you got to tell another lie to cover that lie. People of God, the enemy is the father of lies. Come from him. This is why, beloved, you can't connect to the old. You always got to follow the money trail. The money trail always leads, amen, to things that have been lied about, manipulate systems, the money trail. And you follow the money trail. Amen. Tell somebody God won't leave you blind. Because we got a lot of blind people leading other blind people. The blind can't lead the blind. Thank God that the scales fell off my eyes a long time ago. Amen. But when I had my Damascus Road experience, amen, because God will knock you off the high ride of life, people of God. When God has a plan and a purpose for your life, amen, trust me when I tell you, you can't kick against the prince. You just got to go with the flow of God. Amen. And when you go with the flow of God, amen, and receive his spirit, now you've got to come to a place, amen, to now trust the sound of God. That's the key for you. Amen. I'm telling you, the sound of God. When you trust it in this hour, because we said the prophetic winds are blowing, the voice of God, the word of God, it's all sound. This is why faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what? The word of God. That's sound. This is how we hear. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto who? The church. That's you. When you understand the sound of God and you use the sound of God in the earth realm, people of God, it puts you in the frequency of God and on the right channel to respond to any 911. But there's many 911 in the realm, amen, in the earth realm, many 911 in marriages, relationships, many 911s in our communities. Every time you turn on the news, it's a 911. Every time I go outside or drive down the highway, there's a 911. You hear the sirens going off, whether it's the rescue squad, the ambulance, or the police, or the fire truck. The 911 is going off. You hear it because there is an emergency. Something devastating or something just happened. Every time you turn around to look, people of God, it's a sound going off. But people of God, we have to hear the sound of God in this hour. Some say, let the book talk. As I was sharing with the people on the other night, how you expect the book to talk. Religious people tell you, let the book talk. But the book cannot talk until you open the book up and open up your mouth to say what's in the book. Come on, people of God. We got to quit using religious ideology, religious assumptions. We got to come into a place with God to understand his spirit and his sound for our lives. So when we open up our mouth, we know what we're saying. We're not releasing death words. We're not releasing curse words. We're not releasing words that we can't get back. People of God, because God, we say his words, his laws are irrevocable. When they're released, you can't get them back. But he said, my word will not return back to me void. So this is why it's important, beloved, to know and understand the right sound. Be vessels, conduits, instruments of righteousness to carry the right sound. That is the kingdom sound in this hour, in this season. Beloved, did not y'all know that there has been illegal sounds released in the earth realm, amen, that shifted many believers, amen, just, amen, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago to shift many people? That's why we said many people won't go back to church. Many people don't want church. Social media, the platform, has caused people to be in a comfort zone, or either people are still in fear, doubt, and unbelief. What keys are you holding? Are you holding the keys of faith? Are you holding the keys to prayer, which can unlock heaven's door, that will unlock the secrets and the mysteries for you, who you are in the kingdom of God? It was the sound of fear as many come to a place to turn from God's word. What did God's word say? He said in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. People of God, fear brings torment, but faith brings favor. Let me say it again. Fear brings torment, faith brings favor. Beloved, you got to understand when you hear the sound of God, you'll understand. You'll come to know when a sound, amen, being released from a man or woman of God. We ain't talking about just another sound, but we talking about a sound being released from the kingdom of God. You will know. You will hear. You will understand. I remind the people, I said, just look at Paul and Silas when they were thrown in the Roman prison, prayed in the kingdom of darkness. Most of us, many preachers preach from the particular text over in Acts chapter 16 when Paul cast out, amen, the spirit, amen, out of the woman that was possessed, and she was soothsaying in so many words, she was bringing the majesty gain, and they got mad against Paul and Silas and beat them and ripped them the coats and threw them into the dungeon, threw them into the innermost parts of the prison and put them in stocks. People of God, don't you know when you release a sound, amen, from heaven in the earth realm, don't you know that heaven and earth will shake for you? Because that's what it did for Paul and Silas. Even when Jesus, when he was on the cross, the sound, I believe, was released from him. And that's why darkness came upon the face of the earth. And the Bible says it's almost like the earth opened up and you saw dead people walking. That's the power of God, the sound of God. That's how powerful God is. And that's why you see a lot of things that are happening, people of God. It's like unprecedented things happening in the earth realm because God's sound is being released in the earth realm. Many people are blaming stuff on the devil. No, you got to understand that God is in control of all things. That's why Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. That's why you trust his sound. And then we want to leave this last piece with you. It's a key for you. And many people are not doing this, so now you can check yourself. Because when we share with the people, you got to come into a place of examination, evaluation, and eliminate what's not of God. You got to come into a place of what we call the sacrifice. You got to trust the sacrifice. Jesus, he came the ultimate sacrifice. Now you just got to lay down your life, give your life to him. Sacrifice your body, sacrifice your flesh, and take on him, take on his spirit, take on his characteristics, take on the things of him, so you now can come to a place to understand, man, I got the same key that Jesus had when he was in the earth, because he said, greater works than these you shall do, because he's gone to the Father. He's coming off the right hand of the throne, people of God, to do what he has called us to do in the earth realm for the kingdom of God. Many people sit back twiddling their thumbs, as I always say, they sit back contemplating, they sit back wondering in their minds, they sit back, amen, in a state of despair when God has already given them the keys to the kingdom. Get up from that place, people of God. That's why everywhere Jesus walked, everywhere he went, town, city, miracles followed him. He released them from his mouth. That's why he told the man that was waiting for the troubling of the water. Angel would come down to trouble the water. He land on his bed of affliction. He land on his cart. Many people land on their bed of affliction. Many people land on their cart. They land on their do-nothing, waiting for somebody to do what God has mandated and signed for them to do. Take up your bed and walk. That's what he told him. That's what we have to do. You can't wait on nobody else. I told people, Apostle ain't coming back down. If he come back down, he's coming back on his knees to pray. He's standing in humility, in a humble mode, because that's spiritual. Amen. But I'm standing up here because I know this is my place. This is my seat. Seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Why am I going to come back down and run with the chickens and all they're doing is clucking and pecking? When I should be up here in the kingdom of God, in the things of God, releasing the sound of God in the earth realm, where I presented my life to God as a living sacrifice. I don't present my life to anybody else except my wife, my family, my ministry, but to God first. Lay down my life. Jesus said, if any man come after me, what? Deny himself. Take up the cross and follow him. People are following wrong people, they're following the wrong things, they're connected to the wrong people, they're in wrong circles, they're in all of these different things. God said all he asking you to do is sacrifice. And you got to know if God did it before, he'll do it again. Beloved, when you follow the divine instructions of God, the woman of God was talking about it on yesterday morning. I thank God for hearing it. He was talking about, amen, God being a director, and he's giving us the direction. And we still won't follow the instruction for the direction. And that's why we said many people are going in the wrong direction. Y'all remember me sharing a testimony or a vision, a prophetic, I know it's prophetic, amen, how God told me how when, amen, people were taking flight and the pilot came across the intercom and he began to tell the people, amen, it was almost like he was correcting them. He was giving them instruction, and folks got in their emotion. They got in their feeling, and they got upset when the flight landed. They got off the flight. Now, check this out. They had first class. They were sitting in first class. They had coach. Off the flight, get on another flight, and that flight is full. That's why many people leave many churches and go to other churches. Now they sit way in the back trying to get to the front because it's already full. It's already packed. So they get on that flight. Hear what God showed me, people of God. They get on that flight because they got offended by the leader. They got offended by the man or woman of God. Get on that flight. Now you're sitting way to the back. Y'all know sitting back to the back. I think they got toilets back there, some toilets up front too, but not in coach and first class. Amen. Now you get on. Now you're sitting way back here. But guess what? Here's the peace, beloved. Here's the revelation. They were going in the wrong direction, not getting to their destination. They didn't see that. That's why you need leaders that have vision. The Bible says where there's no vision, where there's no revelation. You can't follow your own ideology or your own thinking. You can't follow your own ways. That's why he said, lean not to thine own understanding, but all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He already has it planned out for us. Just take on the correction. Take on the rebuke. Take on, amen, the chastisement. Take it on, as many would say, with a grain of salt. Take it and apply it to your life, and then get back in the line. And let God now lead you and guide you because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You'll get to your destination because you now have received the instruction. You're now making them apple to your life to get to your destination. Tell somebody I got the right keys now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's why you got to present your body as a living sacrifice, beloved. In this hour, you got to rise up in this hour and know that you're part of the remnant, because the remnant is on the leftover few. That's the remaining. When it looks like it's many, when it looks like churches are full to capacity, people of God, don't you know, I was sharing with the people, I was reading an article, amen, just on the other day, how the statistics said many churches are folding up, many pastors are leaving pulpits, amen, because why? Fear has gripped many. People have left the pews because social media has made it so comfortable for them, or they just tired of church. But we can't do church. We got to be kingdom. The kingdom will always resuscitate you, bring you back to life, that you don't have to die but live to declare the works of the Lord. Always ask the question, what keys are you holding? You got to have the right keys to tap in this hour. The reason why many people's prayers are not being answered, amen, is because they're praying amiss. They're asking the wrong thing. Don't you know God already know what you want? But he know exactly what you need, and he know many people need help. Oh, God, help us this morning. He know many people need help. How can we reject the help when the help is here for us? But if you connected to something or someone that need help themselves, the help need help, then you, oh, you're in trouble. You need to get somewhere where you can be, I thank God for the Love Empowerment Conference, where you can be revived, rekindled, and restored. You can get back to that place in God that you can live and have life more abundantly and stop eating from the wrong tree. Somebody say, what's that? The tree of life. I mean, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What lies in that tree? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I eat from the tree of life. And Jesus came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God on this morning. Amen. Keys, beloved. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt. Kingdom empowers you spiritually. I mean, the people empowering their flesh. And when you empower your flesh, I always say, master the shift, the flesh is going to rule. And it always leads to destruction, chaos. I don't want to be in that. I want to be in the kingdom to understand the keys that I have. Amen? That's the word of the Lord for the people of God on this morning. All right, administrator, we'll take a commercial. We'll come back, open up the line. Or if you have an announcement, we'll come back, open up the line for any questions or comments.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Simmons, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line this morning and in the chat room. We welcome the young prophets, of course, that listen every third Saturday morning. And just a reminder, of course, the Love Empowerment Gathering that's going on today, starting today at the Hilton Garden Inn at 180 Regal Way in Newport News, Virginia. Again, for more information, please call 757-817-1226. Again, that number is 757-817-1226. It's hosted by our very own Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenia Simmons and the Restoration and Truth Ministry, a ministry without walls, Dr. Laron Matthews, and our very own Dr. Carlina Wilkes will be the speakers as well. Also, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, getting ready for 20 years in ministry. 20 years in ministry celebration will begin on March the 31st through April the 2nd, and there will be a banquet also. More information is forthcoming on that as well. Please lock those dates in, March the 31st through April the 2nd. If you desire to sow and bless the ministry, you can do so by going to the ministry website at www.werestorethelettery.org. You can cash app at money sign or FPIM, or you can Zelle at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. Also, if you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your prophetic summit, your conference, he's also a licensed Christian counselor, please give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at laronmatthewsministries@gmail.com, or you can text us at 334-440-6152. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you, Administrator. All right, people, God, let us govern ourselves accordingly, and let us continue to keep the man that God lifted up in prayer. Amen. As he traveled to endeavors in the things of God to release, amen, to God's people and also the other kingdom leaders that have mandates and assignments set before them, let us continue to pray one for another. Amen. All right, we're going to, amen. Minister, you have anything in the chat room before we go to the blog side and conference line?
No direct questions, just comments how your word blessed them on this morning. We have new groups that are listening in from Washington State. We welcome them on this morning as well.
Amen. All right. Bless you, Washington State. And we certainly thank God for the young prophets that are tuning in this morning. Bless God for you as well. Amen. We pray that something has been said. Amen. Nuggets have been dropped that will, amen, strengthen you and empower you and encourage you, amen, to know that, amen, when you have the keys to the kingdom, amen, you can bind them loose. So we bless God for you on this morning. Amen. All right, if you're on the blog side, you got a question or comment this morning, you can hit one on your dial and come right on in before we go to the conference line. All right. Amen. If you're on the conference. Amen. Somebody trying to come in?
Oh, I was waiting for you to finish. Phenomenal morning to
you. Oh, come.
Apostle Simmons,
bless you, woman of God.
Prophet Tina, this was a powerful word. confirming word also, too. I thank you for those words of encouragement also. God bless you, and y'all have a phenomenal weekend, and I look forward to hearing what God is about to do through you all there this weekend. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you as well, woman of God. We miss you this year. So we thank God for you as well. As you know, you're praying for us in the background. So thank you for your prayers as well. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Anyone else? You know, the blog site, hit one on your dial. You want to conference line 56. Come on in if you got a question or comment on this morning. All right. Well, we bless the Lord on today. We certainly thank God for all of you that tuned in today. Again, we pray that you have received the download and the deposit, amen, for what the Lord has given us on today. I definitely keep it applied to my life as God's servant in the earth realm as a son, amen, to know that I have the power and the authority, amen, to maneuver by his spirit, amen, to release the revelation to his people, not only to his people, but also to the world. For the world, even though they may mock us, they may laugh at us, amen, they may even try to sabotage us, or they may even try to persecute us. But how many know if God before us, who can be against us? Amen. Because they know that, amen, whatever they call God, they know that there is a true and living God. So I bless the Lord on this morning. Amen. Minister, any final words over there, or you want to give the given information that the people can bless man of God ministry, this conference line?
Yes, sir. You know, the given information is you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoretheletteru.org. You can cash app at @RFTIM. You can Zelle at yahoo.com, and also you can call us at 877-912. Anyway, just Zelle us, or you can Yahoo, Zelle us, or call us. And we'll be here to take the funds from you. I don't know what's going on anymore. God bless you.
Administrator, that's that elevation. That's that promotion. That's what the Lord is doing. So the enemy will try to throw that frequency off.
I guess so. 877-912-2027. I got it now. God bless you.
All right. Bless you, woman of God. Amen. All right. Well, we bless you, people of God. Certainly thank God for you. Amen. Pray for a love empowerment gathering on this weekend to kick off today. Amen. At noon. Pray for us. We know many would love to be here but couldn't. So we thank God as we solicit your prayers. Amen. You still can be a blessing. Amen. You also can be a blessing by the way of Cash App. That is @RTM Hampton. @RTM Hampton. Also, you can give by the way of Zelle. That's a number, Zelle, 757-817-1226. Zelle, 757-817-1226. We thank God for any fees, any donations that you give, because anytime we know that God allows us to put on gatherings, conference, we know that it entails financial, of putting it together, and we certainly thank God for making ways out of no way, amen, that will be successful and that many people will be blessed that will come near and far, amen. So to God be the glory. Today is intimate, so it will not be live, but tomorrow morning as the man of God mounts up, amen, to share the Father's heart and to release the prophetic words to the people, we will be live with that, and you can find us on, amen, our Facebook page. To God be the glory. All right. We love you. We thank God for you. And I pray, amen, that you will walk in the power, the authority, and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Continue to hold on to those keys that will unlock the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom. that you would bring it into the earth realm. And I remind the people, you don't have to worry about going to heaven, people of God. If you save and love the Lord, you live right, you're holy, amen, you will make it in, because the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You will make it in. That's a promise. But God wants us to bring heaven, the kingdom, into the earth. That's what Jesus prayed in the model prayer. Let thy will be done in what? Heaven as it is in earth. Amen. Know that you are, amen, a glory carrier in the earth, that you are a change agent in the earth, that you are a transformer in the earth to transform and change lives. We need that like never before. I think many have been saying because of the medical issues that are going on in the earth realm, especially in the body of Christ, if you are any, amen, profession of the medical field, mental health, psychology, all that different, you can make money. Amen? I'm telling you, many people have been talking about it. So get your money, get your money, get your money. Amen. God has laid it up for the righteous. We bless the Lord on today. All right, Father, we thank you for what you released unto us on today. We pray, amen, what has been shared from this place. We pray that the people of God will understand that the kingdom seeds that you have given us, God, that we know that they are spiritual, and we ask you, God, to allow them to manifest naturally in and around our lives, that people will see the miracles, signs, and wonders, because you say they shall follow them that believe. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, when they open up their mouth, oh God, they will release the mysteries of you. They will release the secrets of you. They will release the miracles of you for many people's lives. God, we know that you're able to do anything but fail. And Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, continue to set a hedge of protection around your people, your sons and your daughters. I thank you, God, for giving them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I thank you for your divine favor resting upon their lives, that have favor with you and favor with man. I thank you, God, for even opening up their understanding. I thank you, God, for enlightening them by your Spirit, Father, that they will understand the power that they possess. And Father, we thank you for allowing them to be in tune into you, in tune, inclined an ear unto you. And Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to continue to allow them, God, bind and loose. You said, what shall we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. You said, what shall we loose in earth shall be loose in heaven. It's not only for Peter, but it's for every believer, God, that will receive, that will apply it to their lives, will see the manifestation of it come forth. And we decree, we declare it by faith. Continue to bless your man servant. Continue, God, enlarge his territory. Continue to bless him in his going. Bless him in his coming. Bless his family. Bless, oh God, his ministry. Bless those around him that are in kingdom covenant. Father, I decree and I declare nothing missing, nothing broken. I pray nothing out of alignment, nothing out of order. I pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done, that it is so. In Jesus' name, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God. Amen. All right, people of God, go in the power and the strength of God's Spirit. Have a powerful day in the Lord. And we say shalom in this court. God pray for you. God bless.
Right along. is what I found out about my Savior. Your love.